across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
When the end of the Civil War occurred in 1865, some of the fighting in eastern Kentucky was just getting started, and many people know the last names of some of those involved, the Hatfields and the McCoys. Their story is next on the American countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
When the end of the Civil War occurred in 1865, some of the fighting in eastern Kentucky was just getting started.
There's actually federal troops brought into eastern Kentucky right after the war, after everybody else is at peace, trying to settle down the inhabitants up here who are still fighting.
As Reed Potter Jr. explains, some of those still fighting were two families, the Hatfields and the McCoys.
So the Hatfields are led by Devil Ants Hatfield, who had been regular army for the South, but he deserts, comes back home, and forms a Southern Home Guard.
So why did the feud between the Hatfields and McCoys become such big news? Reed says that although it was a fight between two families, it was also a conflict between states.
It was because it was between the two states. Devil Ants is located in West Virginia. Most of his followers are in West Virginia when the war ends. And the McCoys and their allies, they're in Kentucky.
But to make matters more confusing, there were members of the Hatfields who were supporters of the McCoys and were in law enforcement. Conversely, you could find some folks with the last name McCoy who backed the Hatfields. So what began the feud? People point to many events. Some say it was a pro-Confederate group backed by the Hatfields who killed a McCoy who fought for the North in 1865. Perhaps most interesting was an 1880s romance.
Devil Ants' son hooks up with Randolph McCoy's daughter, who's a beautiful woman. They have this secret romance. She ends up pregnant, and her dad runs her off and says, "You're not a real McCoy anymore."
Which originates the phrase, "real McCoy." Not to mention the game show Family Feud, the title of which harkens to the conflict. The conclusion of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Pikeville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just getting started with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Up next, Tony St. James and the latest Agriculture Today update.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distiller's grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
This is Agriculture Today, Iran stated that they'd be willing to continue the negotiations, but that's part of the strategy of stretching this thing out as long as possible. And President Trump seems to understand that at this point, and therefore is going forward with a blockade as we speak at this hour.
Arlen Suderman is with StoneX. Now, the rising fertilizer and fuel costs, though, are tightening margins for U.S. farmers during spring planting. Many unable to afford full input needs. That's according to a survey from American Farm Bureau. Nearly 70% of farmers who responded said they can't afford all the fertilizer required this season, while diesel prices have surged roughly 46% since late February. It's driving up costs for field work, transportation, and irrigation. Those increases tied in part to global disruptions stemming from instability in the Middle East. Fertilizer across or access varies widely by region. Across the Midwest, producers who typically pre-book inputs reported higher availability, with about two-thirds securing supplies ahead of planting. But southern farmers, just 19% able to pre-book fertilizer. It leaves them more exposed to the rising prices. Smaller farms face greater risk as they're less likely to secure inputs early and more vulnerable to price spikes. Strong domestic crush demand, though, driving higher soybean, bean oil, and soy meal prices. That's according to analysis from the American Soybean Association. USDA's latest World Ag Supply Demand Estimate, or WASD, report shifted 35 million bushels of soybean demand from exports into domestic crush. Reflects growing use tied to biofuels and livestock feeding, and that change helps support prices, with USDA raising the season average soybean price to $10.30 per bushel. Now, soybean oil leading the rally, increased demand tied to renewable diesel policy and tighter global energy supplies pushed soybean oil prices higher, with USDA raising its price outlook 7%. Of course, strong crush margins now at multi-year highs, encouraging processors to expand production. But new research from USDA's Economic Research Service highlights both the challenges and opportunities facing beginning farmers and ranchers as they work to establish long-term operations. Farms operated by beginning producers tend to be smaller, with fewer assets, lower overall debt levels, and the operations are more likely to rent land, sell through local or niche markets, and receive fewer government payments compared to more established farms. Survival rates, though, remain slightly lower. Operations led entirely by beginning farmers, 2 to 3 percentage points less likely to survive over a 10-year period compared to farms that included more experienced producers. And a new analysis from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve suggests tariffs not the main reason that goods prices remain elevated. It's raising broader concerns for input costs across ag and rural economies. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Dairy Radio Now comes your way in about 15 minutes. We're about set to bring you the thoughts of Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America. We'll be back after this short break.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by AGI Grain Handling Equipment, built for every farm, powered by every farmer. If human beings are ever going to colonize space, we're going to need something to eat. Researchers at Texas A&M University recently grew chickpeas in lunar soil using science that will sound pretty familiar to anyone who's managed a tough field. I'll have more when we come back.
This is the AGI Minute. We continue to see innovations in the world of grain dryers. And Jeff Cruzen, the AGI Dryer Business Development Representative, has seen a lot of them in his 40-plus years in the business.
Well, over the last few years, we've seen mixed flow dryers really gain a lot of popularity. And what's driving that right now is because of the efficiency and the quality of grain that the mixed flow dryer can deliver to the customer.
We are seeing tighter margins on the farm. Jeff, what are some economic benefits for farmers drying their own grain?
Well, the mixed flow dryers are energy efficient. That's one of the key components of the mixed flow dryer. It also allows them to control their harvest process so they can start earlier, a little higher moisture. They're able to take advantage of some of the earlier contracts during the earlier season. But at the end of the day, drying or a dryer is really just an insurance policy for them to be able to dry grain and control that harvest.
Visit aggrowth.com.
Every farmer knows the frustration of poor ground. Compacted, depleted, low in organic matter, soil that just doesn't want to cooperate. Now, imagine trying to grow a crop in crushed rock and glass dust that has never once hosted a living organism. That's the challenge researchers at Texas A&M University took on, and they made it work. Scientists grew harvestable chickpeas in soil mixtures composed of up to 75% simulated lunar regolith, the fine, sharp, glass-like dust that covers the moon's surface, formed over billions of years by meteorite impacts. Moon soil contains some essential minerals and nutrients, but it's entirely inorganic. No organic matter, no microbial life, no structure. The key to making it work will be familiar to any farmer who has ever invested in soil biology. Researchers coated chickpea seeds with beneficial mycorrhizal fungi. Those fungi worked symbiotically with the chickpea roots, helping the plants absorb essential nutrients while actually limiting their uptake of heavy metals present in lunar soil, including aluminum, which can be toxic. The team also added vermicompost, essentially worm castings, to introduce organic matter and help condition the regolith. Now, chickpeas were chosen deliberately. They're high in protein, they fix their own nitrogen, and they're calorie dense. Lead researcher Jessica Atkin, a doctoral candidate and NASA fellow, says a reliable local food source is considered essential to any long-term lunar base. The results were promising, but not perfect. As the percentage of lunar stimulant increased, the number of harvestable chickpeas dropped, though the size of the individual chickpeas held steady. One more note of caution, nobody has eaten these chickpeas yet. The team is still testing for metal accumulation before declaring them safe. That follow-up paper is expected later this year. I'll be back with more after this.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
Growing chickpeas in moon dust. It sounds like science fiction, but it's actually happening on the Texas A&M campus. The research is still early, but none of it would be possible without our growing knowledge of agronomy here on Earth. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by AGI Grain Handling Equipment. Built for every farm, powered by every farmer. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Carrying on the broadcast tradition started decades ago by Ed Slezarczyk, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk are standing by with today's edition of the Ag Radionet Farm News in just a moment.
The work doesn't wait, and neither should you. At Champlain Valley Equipment, we help you hit the ground running with the right equipment you need to take on the season ahead. With premium trusted brands like New Holland and Coyote, we've got the machines that work as hard as you do, backed by a team that's here long after the sale. Because at CVE, it's not just business. It's about doing things the right way, with integrity and treating every customer like family. Champlain Valley Equipment in Batavia, big enough to keep you running, small enough to know your name.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Spring planting season means more tractors on the road, and it's important that you be safe, both farmers and the driving public. Farm Bureau is putting together a public service campaign to remind drivers to share the road, especially during this busy time of year. Farm-related crashes are 5 times more likely to be fatal. Of agricultural-related incidents, the most common is a collision with another vehicle. New York Farm Bureau President David Fisher said it's the time of year when farmers are planting their fields, so there's more tractors and large equipment on the road. Some tips for drivers: slow down and increase following distance if you come upon equipment with a slow-moving vehicle emblem, an orange triangle. Never pass if you don't have good visibility or if you're in a no-passing zone. Be alert for farm equipment that might be turning. Tractors not only turn onto roads or into driveways, but also can turn directly into fields. They may swing out wide in the opposite direction to prepare to make a turn. And be sure to look down the road as far as possible to be aware of what's coming and avoid distraction like a cell phone. 60 miles an hour, a vehicle covering 88 feet every second. For farmers, it's important to display slow-moving vehicle emblems whenever you travel under 25 miles an hour. In addition, tractors and machinery must also display a speed-appropriate speed identification symbol when traveling between 25 and 40. Never exceed the top-rated speed of your trailed implement. Use proper lighting on farm equipment, including flashing amber lights in the front and rear. And be sure to stay in your lane. Don't drive equipment half on the shoulder and half on the road. Tractor can easily lose control on a soft shoulder. And ditches, common to most rural areas, can cause potentially fatal rollovers for tractors. And be alert for vehicles behind you, especially when turning. Let's all stay safe this planting season.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance Seed Company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Last week, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins called on Congress to increase the borrowing authority of the federal program to support farmers during economic stress. Rollins asked Congress to increase the number. Currently at $30 billion is the limit for the Commodity Credit Corporation. Rollins says that may be insufficient to address rising production costs, market volatility, and other potential disaster relief needs. Commodity Credit Corporation finances a range of farm programs, including price supports, conservation initiatives, and emergency payments. Farm groups have echoed concerns that existing funding levels might not keep pace with inflation and other ongoing uncertainties in the commodity markets. Lawmakers are weighing broader ag policy priorities as discussion continues around updating the Farm Bill. Any increase would require congressional approval and could become part of larger negotiations over federal spending and agricultural policy. The debate comes as producers continue to face tight margins and unpredictable input costs as we move through the 2026 growing season.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on in the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
A recent survey by American Farm Bureau Federation says most farmers in the U.S. won't be able to afford all the fertilizer they need. Farmers are getting pinched by the rising cost of fertilizer, and there are some options for how to mitigate those costs. It does take time to implement the practices, but there are ways to help with sustainable agricultural specialists with many resources. The National Center for Appropriate Technology says they updated a selected library of practical resources, including case studies of producers who successfully reduced their fertilizer inputs, learning to take a holistic approach to soil fertility and cutting fertilizer use, several videos, and a webinar about practical biofertilizer for farms and gardens, with ag specialists offering in-depth training on producing your own biofertilizer, sharing several low-tech farm-friendly fermentation methods and biological brews and what each one is best used for. You can find that information by going to their website, NCAT, for National Center for Appropriate Technology, ncat.org. It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the ag tax specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Agribusiness men and women get the news and information they need right here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. In just a moment, it's our On the Farm Report with Jeff Ishii.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
If you like to work hard and earn good money, we've got a job for you. Pavilion Drainage is hiring heavy highway road workers, including highway guardrail installers and full-time seasonal Class A CDL driver laborers. Starting pay around $35 an hour, working 40 to 50 hours per week, plus union benefits. Paid travel throughout the western half of New York. Apply in person or by phone to Pavilion Drainage Supply, 6630 Ellicott Street Road in Pavilion, or call 585-584-3261 and get to work earning great money today.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping your woods thriving, healthy, and properly managed is no small task. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you care for your land now and into the future. We provide guaranteed annual income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from forest professionals. By participating in the Family Forest Carbon Program, you'll be improving your own wooded lands, ensuring they're maintained and healthy for future generations, while supporting your community and helping make an impact for the planet. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org to learn more and enroll today. The Family Forest Carbon Program was developed by the American Forest Foundation and the Nature Conservancy.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, many farmers in our region have been monitoring soil temperature closely over the past few weeks, especially in late April and here in early May. That's because the temperature of the topsoil makes a big difference when it comes to germination of seeds. You don't want it too low, you don't want it too high. Soil temperature needs to be within a certain range. That's according to Rosemary Life with Cooperative Extension. She says farmers have several ways they can measure soil temperature. One is with a thermometer.
So you can purchase them online. You can go from like $20 all the way up to $400, depending on how fancy of a model you would like to get. But definitely keeping track of it. So you want to check it in the morning around 6 or 7 a.m. because that's going to give you the most consistent soil temperature versus if you take it mid-afternoon, it's going to rise, obviously.
Rosemary Life with Cooperative Extension.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. Here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Stay abreast of rural and agricultural news in our region at onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today from Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa once said that love is a fruit in season at all times and within reach of every hand. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Itch.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors and people you should know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Connect 55 Plus in Warsaw, and Burley Brothers, Attica.
As the CJ Agribusiness Report continues, it's time for some words of wisdom from the USDA.
What might producers face in the way of weather impacts this month and through the summer? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey recently provided an outlook, starting with what May might look like weather-wise.
The west, warmer than normal, but we should see some occasional rain and snow like we have been kind of staving off concerns at least a few more weeks with respect to wildfires and water supply. May reduce irrigation demands for a little bit deeper into the growing season. Cool weather still kind of lurking from Canada northward, pushing into the areas east of the Rockies.
Active weather, meanwhile, is also expected to continue east of the Rockies.
Hopeful that we'll start slowly chipping away at some of that drought across the plains in the south, and hopefully we can start turning the corner in a few areas. You got soybeans more than half planted in most of the southern states, all desperately in need of moisture, and this should help as we move deeper into May.
Rippey says there are mixed signals regarding what summer months weather might look like in the continental U.S. That's because
we're kind of between La Nina and El Nino, so we really don't have a signal coming in from the Pacific. That means that other factors, lately we've been seeing kind of an odd blocking pattern starting to bring the cold air down. And it looks like that general pattern may continue, but these blocking patterns are very tough to foresee more than a few weeks ahead of time. So it's kind of a low confidence summer forecast, unfortunately, in terms of how weather patterns might play out.
Yet what some forecasters are expecting for June, July, and August?
A ridge of high pressure for the summer in parts of the western United States.
And with the potential of an El Nino later in the summer, what are some of the weather implications?
That may contribute to an active southwestern monsoon, so that could bring some drought relief even into parts of the southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, for example. Western U.S. looks hot. The northwest looks dry. Unfortunately, kind of a dry signal for the central and southern Great Plains, and kind of an odd stormy signal here for the mid-Atlantic. And not sure what's going on there, because we're actually expecting kind of a light tropical season.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. With some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ Country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier. The guys and gals with the cows.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. There's been a lot of discussion about feeding beef on dairy. Dr. Kurt Vliestra is a veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim as we talk more about looking at these calves for their future performance.
You know, it's a difference between approaching disease prevention and management when you're thinking about a replacement versus whether it's beef on dairy or even some of the dairy beef that, you know, there's still some whole dairy steers out there to be fed, but, you know, focusing more on the beef on dairy. One of the biggest things that I usually try to emphasize is that cattle are prey species, and they're inherently, they try to hide their disease from us. The sick ones in the groups will try to hide their illness. So they'll kind of hide behind some of the healthier calves in the pen and try not to get your attention too much. You know, that's just from the way they were created. And so it takes a lot more attention because in general, the dairy genetics, the beef animals that have some dairy genetics are a little bit more susceptible to disease. When they get sick, it's a little bit harder to treat them to full recovery. So a lot of attention to detail, trying to minimize the stresses, trying to maximize the immune response, and where those two things, where those two areas kind of interface is where we can stand to have a lot of improvements for these beef on dairy animals.
We'll be back with more Inside Dairy coming up right after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we continue our conversation with Dr. Kurt Vliestra. He is a veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim as we talk about beef on dairy.
Again, they're not dairy in terms of replacement. They're not full beef in terms of their genetics and how they respond to disease and treatments and feed and some of those other things. So they have to be handled a little bit differently. Boy, we've learned so much in the last few years and in terms of how to do those things to maximize the performance of those animals.
Do we see any telltale signs, though, that might be, you know, we kind of maybe overlook a little bit, whether it's the, you know, the sniffles when they get moved into from individual housing to group housing, or is there something else we should be focusing on?
You know, they're herd animals. They like their social. And so I think one of the easiest things to pick up on is when an animal isolates itself from the group, kind of hangs back. They're not, they're not up and aggressive to go to the bunk and eat with their pen mates. Is usually one of the easiest things to find, hopefully before we are able to see some of the more obvious disease signs in terms of heavy breathing, animals that are starting to lose a little bit of body condition, severe coughs, things like that. I think the key to success with these with these types of animals is to be on it in a hurry, intervene as quick as possible, give the animals the best chance to respond to any type of intervention before the disease course is advanced and we have some damage that may not be reversible.
We'll have more next week from Dr. Kurt Vlistra. This is Inside Dairy.
Tony St. James will bring us the closing market report in just a few minutes. Just ahead, Daryl Anderson has today's Farm to Fork report after this short timeout.
Just arrived in time for Mother's Day. Dozens and dozens of beautiful hanging baskets. Stop by the greenhouse at Burt's Lumber in Perry and pick out something special for Mom. All hanging baskets are just $20 each. In addition to the best hanging baskets around, Burt's has a great selection of garden tools and gloves, potting soils and mulch, bird feeders, seeds, and more. Mother's Day is Sunday, so you better get on this. Burt's Lumber in Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays 9 to 1. Looking for new tires? Now's the time to save at Sedamp Tire in Perry. 100 years and still rolling strong. Now through May 31st, buy a set of four eligible tires and you can take advantage of great savings. Get $80 back on Bridgestone tires with a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard or up to $70 back on Firestone tires with a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Two trusted brands, two great offers, one place to save. Visit Sedamp Tire in Perry today or book and shop online to find the right tires for your vehicle. Restrictions apply. See Sedamp Tire, Bridgestone Rewards, or FirestoneRewards.com for details. Offers valid through May 31st.
Today's egg producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit FarmCreditEast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
A quarter century of work to get equitable broadband service across the U.S. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. I have Tom Faree back today for a bit more about the Kentucky-based nonprofit Connected Nation and its work to get high-end digital services across the country.
From our earliest beginnings, the rural communities and the ag communities have been where our mission has rightfully gone. I've always felt a special connection to those communities, and I would just like to say to them, there's a lot of things to be concerned about as we look at AI and some of the negative effects of technology and its work against our sense of humanity. We see it represented in our daily lives today. But I still hold to the premise that technology is inherently a good thing.
There's been progress in the last 25 years, says Faree, but there's still work to do.
We're not resting on laurels. We're looking ahead. Some of the things that are challenging us right now, I'm proud to say, over our 25 years, we've survived four presidential changes, and amongst those, party changes as well. Countless governors of both stripes, Republican and Democrat, have called Connected Nation a friend. We are out here to do the yeoman's work of getting folks connected and making it a part of their improved quality of life. It reminds me of the old African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And my goodness, we've gone 25 years, and we're going further from here.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bad Boy Mowers is giving back to the heroes who protect our community. For a limited time, the Bad Boys of America Zero Turns for Our Heroes program offers qualified buyers, including veterans, active duty military, first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and law enforcement, up to 25% off MSRP on select Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers. Power, performance, and attitude. Built the Bad Boy way. See the full lineup today at 7S Power Sports, 8395 East Main Road in Leroy.
Our farm show is set to wrap up shortly. Be sure to keep your radio tuned to CJ Country for music and news, Tradio at 9, and a whole lot more. It's Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report after we get this update of the latest weather forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron. The better weather is on the way. Get ready with a new ATV or side-by-side from Bucks. Plus, they have trailers and Ferris mowers for the toughest jobs. Visit BucksMotorsports.com or stop in Tuesday through Saturday on Route 5 in Akron. For today, partly sunny with a high near 52. Tonight, a chance of showers before 3 a.m., patchy frost after 5 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy, low around 36. Chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 53. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 39.
American Cattle News. With a very tight herd, is the U.S. losing ground to a competitor? More after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Oklahoma State livestock economist Daryl Peel on Brazil as a competitor.
They're kind of like our industry was about 50 or 60 years ago. So it's, you know, carcass weights are smaller. Overall productivity is less. So their calf crop percentage and their survivability of cattle is less. So they, you know, they're making progress, but again, they're at an earlier stage in their development compared to where we've gotten to. So, you know, they just, yeah, if you look at it across the whole system, they just don't produce as many pounds of beef per cow as we do in the U.S. And so even with a lot more cattle, you know, again, they've got twice as many cows, so they can produce a lot of beef, but it takes a lot for them to do that. You know, in every country, there's going to be, you know, dairy contributions to the beef industry. I don't know that there's, you know, we've seen a really big change in the U.S. now with the crossbred calves and a much more direct linkage between beef and dairy sectors. But in any country, ultimately those cows, even though they're used primarily for dairy production for their productive life, at the end of the thing, they're going to become part of the beef supply. It's not clear exactly how it'll go. I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. doesn't return back to being the largest beef producer at some point once we rebuild a little bit. But my guess is going forward, it's going to be more of a close race, if you will, between the U.S. And Brazil. We're probably going to stay kind of neck and neck as we go forward here in terms of the being the top two and by far dominant in terms of global beef production.
American Cattle News.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Vel Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
It's time to take a quick look at how your markets closed on Tuesday. Corn was lower with July off 5 3/4 at 480. September was down a nickel at 485.5. And December was down four at $5.5. July soybeans down 11 1/4, 12.11.5. August was down 11 to 12.05. And November dropped 7 1/4 to 11.89.5. July Chicago wheat was down 13 and a quarter, 627 and three quarters. September dropped 13 and a quarter to 643 and a quarter. In Minneapolis, the July spring was down three at 696, and September was off three and a quarter at 714. In the hard red winter, July down four and a half at 690, and September down five and a quarter, 701 and a quarter. Cotton futures saw triple digit gains. July up 188 to 84.80. December up 159 to 85.27. March was up 154 to 86.10. Back in Chicago, June live cattle up 147.5 at 253.22.5. August gained 217.5 to 248.35. October up 277.5 to 243.22.5. May feeders were up 522.5 to 371.82.5. August gained 570 to 372.30. September up 557.5 to 370.37.5. May lean hogs up 117.5 to 92.80. June up 167.5 to 101.42.5. July up 170 at 103.52.5. Class 3 milk for May was up 7 cents, 1701. June up 8, 1729. Crude oil fell $4.15 to $102.27 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 356 to 49,289. The NASDAQ was up 258 to 25,326. The S&P climbed 58 to 72,59.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.